The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's Monday, and quite an amazing Monday at that. If you haven't heard, the Blaze TV and CRTV have merged. We are now blazetv.com, and we are thrilled that we are able now to just all come together and be ourselves and be one of the biggest conservative outlets now in the nation. You can check it out, see for yourself, blazetv.com/Beck. If you want to subscribe, you get $20 off your annual subscription right now if you use the promo code BECKCHRISTMAS. So do it. All right, on today's podcast, we stop by and talk with Eric Bolling about the president, about what happened with China and the G20, but also some real big wins on the border. Also, some sad news about Dick's Sporting Goods. Oh, my gosh. I had a hard time choking back the tears for their sad news at Dick's. Also, the riots in France and so much more, all on today's podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program. It's Monday, December 3rd.
Let me tell you a little bit about Brick House. This is Field of Greens. Now, Field of Greens is a full serving of real, certified, vegan, vegetarian, and USDA organic fruits and vegetables. Now, it has all the antioxidants in it. It has everything. It's like drinking a salad, except it doesn't taste like drinking a salad. You don't ever have to have your greens, your vegetables, your salad ever again, quite honestly. Now, I don't know if anybody really recommends that, but that's what it's all about. Get your wife off your back. I'm just saying, I don't have to eat them. It's Field of Greens, BrickHouseGlen.com. Go to BrickHouseGlen.com. Use the promo code Glen and get 15% off your first order. Again, it's BrickHouseGlen.com. Experience a better you, a better tomorrow. Now, BrickHouseGlen.com.
Glenn Beck.
America's 41st president, George H.W. Bush, died Friday evening. He was 94. Bush Sr. Has been called one of the most successful one-term presidents in U.S. history. Now, that's a little of a backhand compliment, maybe, but it's probably true. Cold War ended on his watch. Berlin Wall fell on his watch. Soviet Union dissolved. Bush navigated the choppy waters of the massive reshuffling of the world order, and he called for a new world order, which I always thought was a little spooky, but we're going to move on. He signed treaties with Gorbachev, mandating historic reductions in nuclear and chemical weapons. In 1990, he put together a 28-nation coalition that expelled Saddam Hussein's troops from Kuwait. The American-led ground war in Iraq lasted 4 days. And I never forget hearing him say, "The war is over. We're coming home." Americans usually like their presidents, you know, a lot more once they left office. And this is especially true of both of the Bushes. Following 8 years of the great communicator, Ronald Reagan, Americans found George Bush kind of bland. He was accused of being out of touch, having no domestic agenda as the economy slumped midway through his presidency. He didn't exactly send thrills up the legs of conservatives. He was the guy who was pushing for ideological agendas that were not necessarily, I mean, read my lips, no new taxes. And yet, America came to miss the sense of calm and normalcy that he brought to the White House. George H.W. Bush's 4 years in office were the calm before the partisan storm, I guess. His presidency marked the end of an era. He was our last president that served in World War II. And by the time the 92 election rolled around, the shifting political winds seemed to catch Bush by surprise. The telling sign that he didn't appreciate the rising cool factor of his 92 challenger, Bill Clinton, came at one of the debates when Bush seemed bored and at one point even checked his watch, like, good Lord, how long is this going to go on? is it was as if America was checking its watch and realized after 12 straight years of Republicans in the White House, maybe it was time to give this young guy from Arkansas a chance. By today's standards, Bush was way overqualified to be president. He had been a congressman from Texas. He was ambassador to the UN, chairman of the RNC, U.S. envoy to China, director of the CIA, and vice president under Ronald Reagan. And despite his accomplishments, he declined to write the traditional presidential memoir because he thought it would be too unseemly to write about himself. I met George H.W. Bush a couple of times. I really liked him. He was a good and decent man, calm and sincere, genuine modesty. Seems kind of like a throwback now, doesn't it? And it makes you wonder, with his passing, are we ever going to see a president like that again? He wasn't perfect. He wasn't a saint. But he was a gentleman. He loved his country, and he served it well. At the end of his first year as president, Bush wrote in his diary, "I'm certainly not seen as a visionary, but I hope I am seen as a steady and prudent and able man." Today, perhaps, is a good day to recognize how sometimes we just don't appreciate how good we have it until it's gone.
It's Monday, December 3rd. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Well, welcome to the program. We're glad you're here. Stu is joining us. He is gracing us with his presence for just a little while, because he's got to hop a plane and get to Philadelphia to take his son to another losing game with the Eagles.
Another? He's only been to one game, and he's right. One for one.
Right.
The Eagles have won the Super Bowl in all the games he's been to.
And one and one will be good tonight. A good lesson to learn.
We may hurt his percentages tonight, yes. But I'm supposed to be on vacation this week.
Yes.
But there's been some stuff going on.
There has been.
I was reading the internet a little bit.
It was very, very difficult for me to not say anything last week when I was standing in line meeting so many people at our stage show, and so many people came up and said, you know, you guys just have to get together. You guys should get together with CRTV. So we took that at heart, and we did that.
I was in one of the meet and greet lines in Tampa. A woman, I swear she said exactly what wound up happening. Like, you should just try to. I almost want to go back to her and just say, "Yeah, we took your advice and just decided to do it." Yeah, right.
So while most were sleeping, and I've been telling you for a while, just give us some time. We have some exciting things happening this year. While most of us were sleeping, our developers were up very late for the last really few weeks. They have been relaunching our website, theblaze.com. And you can see, if you look at it, it's a pretty massive transformation. It's just the beginning. This was just the technical changes that we're making to things. We've been working on this for months and months and months, but something happened to us along the way. We wanted our website and our what's called OTT, our subscription site. So if you subscribe, I wanted it to be clean. I wanted it to, quite honestly, I wanted it to be a lot simpler because it's impossible to navigate. It's been riddled with bugs for a long time. And so we've spent a long time trying to find the right partners to be able to do this for us, get rid of all the bugs. And could we just make it work like Amazon or Netflix so you can find a show and it's easy? The answer is yes, and we launched that today. But there's something else. We are so grateful and so blessed to finally be able to come together. CRTV we have been partnering on a few things here recently. And it just finally has made sense for everybody just to come together. And so we have officially merged CRTV and the Blaze. TheBlaze.com is now Blaze Media, and TheBlazeTV.com. All your news will be found at TheBlaze.com still. But you now, if you've been a subscriber, your value of your subscription just went up an awful lot overnight.
Yeah. So if you are a subscriber to either one for the same price that you're paying now, you get all the shows of both The Blaze and CRTV.
Yes.
So there are dozens and dozens of shows. Really great conservative commentators. You know, a lot of people that, you know, our audience, you know, loves and be familiar with.
Mark Levin, yeah. Steven Crowder, Eric Bowling, Michelle Malkin, Graham Allen, Phil Robertson, Andrew Wilkow is back.
Yeah.
Gavin McGinnis, Matt Kibbe.
Awesome.
The Roaming Millennial, Deneen Borelli, Kevin Freeman, Rick and Bubba, Kurt Schilling. who else? Ben Ferguson.
Did you say Ali Stuckey, Steve Dace? I mean,
there's so many.
We could go through. I mean, we could honestly sit here all day and list it. There's so many great ones.
So you have everything from CRTV and everything from The Blaze, all now under blazetv.com, and we are thrilled. Now, this will change the lineup on television if you happen to watch us on television, because we have access to all these great shows. That will be discussed after the first of the year. But what you need to know is, if you're a subscriber already, you do have to go in, just like you normally do, put in your email, and you're going to have to change your password. I'm sorry, we tried everything we could, so you didn't have to change your password, but you do have to change your password, and you'll be able to log on and get all of it. So just poke around. Get your 2-week free trial and just poke around. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to us yet, please do. You will notice that I have not done a big subscription drive in quite some time. And I have said, because I'm not proud of it. And when I'm proud of it, when we have the new website done, we have everything done, and I'm proud of it, then I will ask people, hey, give us a shot. I want you to give us a shot. Poke around now. And if you go to blazetv.com, you can try it out, blazetv.com/Beck. If you try it out, make sure you use the promo code BECKCHRISTMAS, because we'll give you $20 off your annual subscription. And that's quite a discount. We want everybody to come on in and notice what we're doing. And this is becoming a real conservative destination. It's not just, you're not paying for just one guy or a couple of guys. You have now some of the biggest names in the industry all coming together, and we are not finished yet. We're thrilled.
It's really cool. I think there's a huge value for anyone who's already subscribing or who's thinking about maybe subscribing to one or the other. Now you get both for the same price as one. I mean, it's a no-brainer on that, from that perspective. But in addition to that, you know, you said that, like, it is one of the most common questions we have had probably in the last decade. Of like, you guys all are all doing your own things, and that's great, and I understand that, but wouldn't it be great if you could all come together and we don't have to pay for 9 different services? Here's something where everybody in the same place, everybody kind of has the same basic values, right? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But I think what's interesting here is the real diversity of the right is on display here. You have people who, there's going to be a lot of disagreement, I think, between hosts, which is, I think, great and healthy. And it represents pretty much everything from, you know, libertarian to Republican to super Trump fan to people who don't like Trump so much. That whole aspect on the right is represented here, and you need this many people to kind of get all those.
Yeah, and I will tell you this: it's refreshing, because if you go someplace else, they, especially in the mainstream media, you all have to walk in lockstep.
Yeah,
you walk in lockstep and you do what the boss man says. There is no boss man here. There is no boss man. You know, you do what you do. That's it. And so, you know, Mark Levin is not going to be talking to me about my show, and I'm not going to be talking to him about his show. And neither of us are going to be talking to Steven Crowder. Everybody does their own thing. Do you believe in the Constitution of the United States? Do you love America? Are you pro-America? You want to see it destroyed? No. Do you want to change the Constitution? No. You're in.
So we're not going to debut the Linda Sarsour show
anytime soon? Linda Sarsour. Okay. It is unashamedly conservative constitutionalists. And that runs the whole spectrum. But you gotta love America. You don't want to see it destroyed. And you believe in the Constitution. I know it's a really high bar.
It should not be a hurdle anyone has a difficulty clearing. No. But they do in this world.
So join us now at theblazetv.com. And I want to thank you for subscribing to The Blaze for so long and being so supportive over the years. And, you know, one of the first things I said was we've got to all come together. We just have to come together. And I have been a paid subscriber of CRTV since Mark put it on the air, because I believed in him and I believed in what he was trying to do. And they built a really incredible machine and an incredible lineup. And I am thrilled that we now can say we've all come together. And I invite more to come together. I invite you to check it out now at theblazetv.com. That's blazetv.com/Beck. Remember, promo code Beck Christmas and $20 off today.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Hi, it's Glenn. If you're a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us on iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today and listen on your own time. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks. Patriot Mobile is a phone service that will give you all of the great coverage that you want. They're just not going to take the money from you and then invest that in causes that you don't believe in, like Planned Parenthood. Patriot Mobile actually is going to let you invest your money into the causes that you believe in. But most of these cell companies, they give all kinds of money to crazy, crazy causes that you work hard against.
It's true. Why do that? You can go with Patriot Mobile. They were created to solve that problem. They're the only conservative cell phone company in America. Go to patriotmobile.com/blaze. Get started today. When you use the offer code blaze, they're going to waive the activation fee for up to two lines. patriotmobile.com/blaze or 1-800-A-PATRIOT is the place to go.
Beginning today, right now, The Blaze and CRTV have come together, and we have joined our voices into what is called Blaze Media. So if you're a subscriber of CRTV, you now get everything else that we had. If you're a subscriber of The Blaze, you now get everything that CRTV has. And we're coming together under one banner called Blaze TV. And we are thrilled, really, truly thrilled to be joined by some of the best voices. But I want you to know what Blaze Media is. Blaze Media is a collection of voices that answer to themselves. They're all independent thinkers, and it is what I hope to be an ever-growing platform for the entire spectrum on the American right. Now, it's important that people understand what the American right is. The American right is based on the sanctity, the power, and the dignity of the individual, and a rejection of the socialist collective that is found in the American left and the European right. That's who's coming together. And we're thrilled. And one of my old comrades when I was at Fox, Eric Bolling, is joining us now. How you doing, Eric?
Good morning, Glenn. Great to be back with you. I woke up to a little, we got some news, I see. My phone was popping. I'm like, oh. Wow, okay, gotcha.
So you were...
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you as well. When you were in town, I don't know, a few weeks ago, you sat down and you said, Glenn, we just have to get together. All of us just have to come together. And it took everything. I almost bit my tongue in half to not tell you, we're going to, Eric. We're going to.
I know. That was funny. I visited your studio, and it's just amazing, the location and all that going on. And it just struck me as if we could combine forces, and who knows, maybe other people will join us as well.
Yeah,
we'll be the go-to place for conservative talk on TV and all other media ways.
Yeah, I agree. So, Eric, first of all, thank you for coming on today, and thanks for joining. We're going to talk to a lot of the hosts from the what was CRTV, now Blaze TV, this week, and we're thrilled to have you on. And your podcast, we're cutting into a show that'll air, I think, on Thursday at 5 o'clock. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Donald Trump and the border and also his G20 summit. So can we start with the border?
Sure.
I read several stories today about how the people on the border are turning back. The Mexicans have, I think it's an 80% disapproval rating of these people who broke into their country and tried to get into ours. It's really turned sour. It's turned nasty down there. And they're starting to go back. It looks like it, maybe, it looks like it's beginning to be over, which I think is a gigantic win for America and a gigantic win for Donald Trump.
You know, Glenn, I remember leading up to the election and the caravan was making its way. And we all knew on the right that this was clearly going to be a test to find out how successful they were, because if this caravan made it through, there'd be, you know, caravan 2, 3, and 4 right behind it. And then, ultimately it would just be a freeway. So we knew on the right, and the left media was saying, oh, but they're still 1,000 miles away, or they're still, 20 days away. It'll be past the election. And it had nothing to do with the election. They were being really ridiculous. I remember Stelter going on and saying, anyone who talks about the caravan should put a map up and show us where they are. And I said to Stelter on Twitter, I said, you're out of your mind. It's not where they are. It's what they intend to do once they get here. And that was like a little bit of their deflection. Well, thank God for Donald Trump doing what he did at the border, saying they're not coming across. They're not coming over. Now, there's a video circulated. I can't remember the group that it was that literally is a Tijuana and walked up and down.
It was either Ari Horowitz who was.
It was Epic Times. That's who it was.
Okay, all right.
And Glenn, it was a 3-minute video, and you do not see a woman or a child in this video at all. Yet Reuters publishes the one picture of a tear gas canister flying past a woman holding two kids in diapers, or a kid in diapers. Mm-hmm. And that was their symbol instead of what was really going on. This was a young male dominated caravan that was looking for financial asylum, not political asylum. We talked about this ad nauseum, but here's the good news. The good news is as it dissipates, the rest of Central America, this whole world basically says Donald Trump means business at the border. So don't try and come through here. Don't try and come through our borders as a way to infiltrate the United States for a better economic condition.
That is the message that I got. The interview that I saw today, they interviewed a lot of the people who came up in this quote unquote caravan. By the way, we should ask Brian Stelter and everyone else. Yeah, they were so far away. How did they get to the border so quickly? Who paid for those buses? Something that we know, but they will never expose.
Don't even say it, Glenn, because you're a racist. If you say, I'm sorry, you're a
anti-Semite. Yeah, yes, I know. Yes, I know.
He'll remain unspoken.
Unspoken. The guy's in the shadows. The message that I'm seeing in print today are the messages that say, basically, we were told this was going to be easy. We were told that America would accept us. We were told just come. And that was a lie. That message going back into even Mexico and Central and South America is really important, because it will stop people who want to exploit those who really do have troubles, even economic. It'll stop that. People will say, that's not even true. Don't listen to those guys. But it also sends a message that for the first time, I think maybe since Eisenhower, that we are serious about the border.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And we forget that there were a lot of even Republican presidents that were offering, forms of amnesty for people who made it here.
Yeah.
Reagan, absolutely. And George Bush was never really rough on the border either.
No.
Glenn, you're right, 100%. But if this became, the litmus test became, or the judge has to adjudicate on whether or not people would be offered a better economic lifestyle here in America, then there's 6.5 billion people that would be here. And that never could have been the reason. But the fact is, and again, we've all talked about this 100 times, but, they showed their hands, the caravan, when they didn't stop in Mexico, because they were no longer in fear of their lives once they left their home country. And they were actually given an opportunity to at least make their case in Mexico. They didn't want that. They didn't stop there. They needed to get to our border and hear from the other end of a tear gas canister.
So,
tear gas is not racist. We use that to control crowds right here in the United States against anyone without any sort of bias at all. So all these other lefties who say, well, they were instructed to use tear gas because of Trump, so he must be a racist against Latin Americans or Latinos or Hispanics. That's insane. Well, we use that in our cities to control crowds.
Well, I will just say this for anybody who might have said that, they should look at history, because 4 years prior to the day, 4 years prior to the tear gas canister, there was another uprising at the border at the same location under Barack Obama. Tear gas was launched, also pepper balls and tasers. So I think Donald Trump was restrained. And the other stat that everyone should know is that under Barack Obama, tear gas was launched 1,600 times to stop people from coming over the borders. When it comes to Donald Trump, Eric, talking to Eric Bolling, host of America, which has Eric right in it. I didn't know that.
You can't do America without Eric.
Yeah, that's right. So Eric Bolling, who is from CRTV, which is now part of Blaze TV. Eric, I call balls and strikes on Donald Trump. Some things I like, some things I don't like. For instance, the border, really good. I got to give him credit on the Jim Acosta thing. When the Jim Acosta thing happened, you know, I think Donald Trump is a hothead and says a lot of things that is like, okay, that wasn't necessary. Might feel good, might be funny, not necessary, not helpful. But when it came to Jim Acosta, I watched that exchange and I saw a restrained president. He was like, well, thank you for informing of that. Well, you and I have a disagreement on this. But after the dust all settled, there was no one in the media that played, except for the right media, that played the audio of Jim Acosta. Everything he said to the president during that exchange was wrong, was proven wrong once they got to the border.
Let me dismantle this a little bit. Blaine, your balls and strikes from the president are, that's what American journalism is about. You absolutely should be doing what you're doing and have a right to be doing. I disagree with you on a lot of them. I think his gruffness or his vulgar at times, especially in the president's office, it annoys a lot of people. But I think it's what got him elected. I don't think
I agree with that.
A conservative in the White House, unless it was someone different. I don't think Jeb Bush would have beat him. I don't think beat her. I don't think Ted Cruz would have beat her. I don't think there's anyone on that stage on the Republican side that would have beat Hillary Clinton except for someone new like Donald Trump. So you got to take some of the bad with the good. As far as the Acosta thing, this is important. I think no one's really touched on this, but that was handled so well. And I will tell you why that happened. Bill Shine was only about 5 or 6 months into the job when this kind of heated up with CNN and Acosta. That was handled the way it was because of Bill Shine. There was a certain amount of presidential restraint in that whole intercourse. And look, it came out very well at the end. Mm-hmm. Acosta was sat down back into his high chair in the front row of the briefing room. Sarah Sanders fielded his questions. Civility returned to the briefing room because of Shine. Bill Shine is probably the best influence on President Trump I've ever seen. I think this guy is going to be, I personally think, Now, you know, let's be honest, he's a friend of mine. I've known him for 15 years, as long as I've known Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think Donald Trump will be well served, the American people will be well served, if Shine were to rise to the ranks of chief of staff at some point. But I think you saw that media interaction with Acosta toned down or the bomb diffuse because of Bill Shine's influence on him. So I think that's where that was headed. But it wasn't that Acosta was wrong in that instance. They're always wrong. They are just nitpicking the president to pieces. Just whatever he says, they'll go the other way. And no better evidence than if you go back over history and video, you can see Bill Clinton saying we should be closing our borders down. You can hear Barack Obama saying we should close our borders down. You can even hear Nancy Pelosi saying we should take no more illegal. So, I mean, it wasn't the policy issue. It was Donald Trump and they needed to go the other way.
Eric Bolling, a friend that we worked together at Fox News, and He's left Fox, joined CRTV, and now CRTV has merged with The Blaze, and it is blazetv.com. Eric, you know, you and I agree fundamentally on tariffs, that they are bad. Your case, as I understand it, has been he's doing these tariffs as a negotiation ploy. It looks like there was some good news coming from China. China said they're going to drop the tariff on our cars, which will help an awful lot, but they haven't reached an agreement yet. What are your thoughts on the tariff?
I think the reason why I know this is because I've spoken to Donald Trump about it. Like when the first, you know, the retaliatory tariffs, when he first announced some retaliatory tariffs against the European Union, against Mexico, against Canada, and, you know, threatened to blow up NAFTA, which he did. I spoke to him about it. I said, what's the plan here? And he literally said, I don't want higher tariffs. And for you and I, Glenn, as you know, you're a true libertarian. I'm a quasi-libertarian, conservatarian. Mm-hmm. I hate higher taxes, tariffs on anything, higher fees on anything, mm-hmm. you know, get government out of the way. So I hated it. So when I spoke to him, I said, what's this all about? And he literally said, this is about getting them to reduce theirs. If they reduce theirs, we'll reduce ours. And, you know, we talked about it in the left to say, oh, no, this is just a way of raising money. It wasn't. And as evidenced by, look what happened. First of all, he renegotiated NAFTA for a better deal for the United States. Next was the EU. The European Union said, yeah, we're going to have to play ball with him. Or they're in the negotiation process of the tariff structure. And now China says, let's take a 90-day moratorium, and we'll figure out from there. He's winning the trade war. You know why he's winning the trade war? Because we're still the strongest economy in the world. We're the biggest customer to the world, to China, to the European Union, to the rest of the world. When you're the customer, you have leverage. We have never, as an American people, as a president, used our leverage of being the biggest customer in the world to get a better deal. Finally, Donald Trump comes along and uses the leverage and will reduce both sides of the tariff, incoming and outgoing, if they do. This is brilliant, and I'm glad he's holding all these countries' feet to the fire. We will have a freer world trade system if this goes through, and I think it looks like all evidence is that they are going to work.
Eric, what time does your show post every day?
We post at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of every day. I have a question, though, for you, Glenn.
Yeah.
At the company picnic, the tug of war.
Yes.
It'll be me. I'll have Levin. I'll have Crowder. Phil Robertson. You know, Ellie Stuckey is amazing. She's so strong, too. And Michelle Malcolm, we'll just have her, you know, by barking orders at us, yelling, pull, pull, pull. Who do you have on your side? It's like Glenn Beck is like the, you know, you know, the knot at the end of the rope on the tug of war. You're going to be holding that. We're just going to pull you right over the line.
We only need one. We have Jeffy, and he's an anchor. And that's all that needs to happen. Believe me, Eric, I'm always the guy. When it comes to these things, I'm always the guy who's like, oh, crap. Okay, we'll take back. So I get it. Eric Bolling, thanks so much. God bless. This is the best of the Glenn Beck program, and we really want to thank you for listening. Phil Robertson, who does a show called Into the Woods with Phil Robertson from the Duck Dynasty fame, is now a part of the Blaze TV. It was CRTV, and it's being folded into the Blaze as we merge together, an announcement that came late last night. But here's what he said on his show, Into the Woods.
Y'all see that? No through traffic. You say, what do you call that? You call that a gate. It's a wall. It's a barrier. We welcome visitors, but we ascertain whether they're going to be personally with us or not. If they're with us, I unlock it, and you can come in. I determine who comes, who goes. Kind of like immigration.
Kind of like that. Phil Robertson joins us now from Into the Woods. Hello, Phil. How are you? Phil, are you there, Phil?
I'm here.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good to talk to you. You know, as I hear this clip, I think to myself, I can't believe that Americans actually are at a place where they need what really should be a first grade education on the importance of a wall and a gate.
We have to know who's coming and going, just like I do on my own private land, you do on your private land where your home is. It's a nation, for crying out loud. We have to have borders, and everyone has to get in line, and we need to know who's coming and going. Common sense, for crying out loud.
So, but tell me how you really feel, Phil. Seriously.
Well, I'm beating around the bushes a little bit. I'm saying, yeah. You open up 1,000 miles of open territory between you and another country, you are asking for a lot of trouble. What's happened to America is that we've lost a religion, and because of that, we've lost our morality, and because of that, we've lost our virtue, and because of that, we're operating like children, running around, tearing up stuff, waving signs.
You know,
we're reaping what we have sown, yes, over this no God thing for about the last 60 years. It's the revenge of the hippies.
So Phil, you know, it amazes me because we're talking to people who do not have a plan of replacement. I mean, our founders spent years researching and saying, okay, what worked, what didn't work in other places. And then they found these truths that they found self-evident, which were all preached from the pulpit originally. You're not hearing a plan to replace anything and what that actually looks like and how that works. It's just always a morph. And the same thing could be said. You just said we've lost our God. We have been a civilization, the Western civilization, that was built around the images of two men, Moses and Jesus, the lawgiver and the lover. And the those two men have always been held up as, this is how we want to be fair, and this is how we want to be charitable. And our icon was, be more Christ-like. As those are erased, who's replacing? What are we replacing it with?
We're replacing it with the work of the evil one. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. This is Ephesians 6, about 10 and following. Mm-hmm. It's not against flesh and blood. We are to put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's really not the human beings who are the problem, the ones running around hollering, and this lawless mindset that's emerged from the evil one. We're wrestling against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
You know, we have been told, really almost since the dawn of time, that there would come a time where good would be evil and evil would be good.
And
I don't think it's ever been more clear. Has it been more clear in your lifetime, Phil, than it is right now?
It is clear to crystal. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, because they, this is verse 28, 128, when they decided not to retain the knowledge of God, he gives them over to a reprobate man. They become whatever kind of wicked, evil, greed.
Phil, I don't know if you've moved, but your signal is breaking up horribly now. We can't really understand you. Are you? Can you move back to where you were? Are you there? Oh shoot. Okay, we'll try to get him back on the line. Get a clearer line from him. I'd love to know if he ever met the Bushes. You know, because Phil's a simple guy. You know. Who has been now made famously wealthy and hasn't changed.
I like his practical breakdown, though, because it really is. You hit it perfectly. This should be easy to understand.
No, play the clip again. Play the clip again. Listen to the way he's talking here. Play the clip again.
Y'all see that? No through traffic. You say, what do you call that? You call that a gate. It's a wall. It's a barrier. We welcome visitors, but we ascertain whether they're going to be personally with us or not. If they're with us,
no,
I don't like it.
Okay, stop. Now, couldn't this be done by,
hi, it's Elmo. See this? This is a gate. And if I want you to come in, I open it.
I mean, it's the same thing. I can't believe as a society, we actually have adults who don't have puppets on their hands trying to explain this to other adults.
And it's not just immigration. I mean, the things we're arguing over. It's not just that.
All of it. It's all of it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Phil Robertson is now a part of the Blaze TV. In case you haven't heard, Blaze TV has merged now with CRTV. We announced this late last night. And if you go there right now at theblazetv.com, we invite you to poke around and see the amount of shows that are now available to you. Phil is just one of the many. We have Steven Crowder. Man, I've wanted to work with Steven Crowder forever. We have Mark Levin now on the Blaze. Mark is the best constitutional scholar out there. And the teaching that he does every day on Levin TV, now a part of the Blaze or just blazetv.com. Michelle Malkin, Graham Allen, Andrew Wilkow is back on the Blaze TV. The Roaming Millennial, Rick and Bubba. We have a really great, great comedy arm now with Andrew Heaton and McGinnis, because McGinnis is being mislabeled. McGinnis is a comedian, man. He's a comedian. He's a satirist. He's a provocateur. But that's what he is. He's a comedian. And between him and Andrew Heaton and Steven Crowder, the comedy chops of the Blaze TV, just fantastic. Things are heating up. Become a part of it right now at blazetv.com/Beck. If you use the promo code Beck Christmas, you're going to get $20 off right now. Beck Christmas is the promo code at blazetv.com. Phil is back real quick. Phil?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about that. You were just breaking up.
They gave me a cell phone, which I've never owned in my life. Now I've got a landline. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Phil, because we were just talking about how you're just full of common sense. Did the fame and fortune of Duck Dynasty, did it ever challenge the rock that you had built for your family or that your family stood on?
Not one iota, not one time did I ever deviate from God becoming flesh 2018 years ago, dying for our sins on a cross, being buried and resurrected. So, no, it didn't bother me. The hatred only spurred me on more. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. One last thing. We lost George H.W. Bush this weekend, and I don't know if you ever had any dealings with him, but I was struck in the remembrance of him this weekend, how we have lost this simple kindness that I think he really embodied.
He was a simple, God-fearing, great, virtuous American. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Phil, thank you so much. You can follow Phil at Duck Commander PR, Duck Commander PR, also now on theblazetv.com.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
I happen to enjoy this a great deal, if I may give a piece from the New York Times. The snow is falling lightly. My thoughts are racing darkly. I'm feeling something foreign, something I've never felt before. It takes me a moment to identify it. I'm feeling sorry for the Clintons. This is actually in the New York Times. In the 27 years I've covered Bill and Hillary, I've experienced a range of emotions. They've dazzled me and they've disgusted me. But now they're mystifying me. I'm looking around in the Scotiabank Arena, the home of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's depressing. It's two for the price of one in half of the arena. The hockey rink is now half curtained off. But even with that, organizers are scrambling at the last minute to cordon off even more sections behind the thick black curtains, they say, due to lack of sales. I paid $177 weeks in advance. I passed on the pricey meet and greet option. On the day of the event, some unsold tickets were slashed to $10. I get reassigned to another section as the Clinton's audience space shrinks. But even with all the hurting, I'm still looking at large swaths of empty seats. I cringe at the thought of what the Clintons will look out and see. It was only 4 years ago that Canadians were clamoring to buy tickets to see the woman who seemed headed for history. It's sad to contrast with the sold-out Boffo book tour of Michelle Obama, who's getting a lot more getting a lot more personal for premium prices. But introspection has never been within the Clintons' range. I can't fathom why the Clintons would make, like, aging rock stars and go on a tour of Canada and the U.S. at the moment when the Democrats are hoping to break the stranglehold of their cloistered leadership. At what point will they get the point? This is not inspirational. It's not for charity. They're not raising awareness about a cause like Al Gore with global warming. They're only raising awareness about the Clintons. It can't be money. Have they spent all the Goldman gold yet? Do they want to swim in their cash like Scrooge McDuck? Again, this is the New York Times. The Clintons' tin cup is worthy of the Smithsonian. They've hoovered more than $2 billion in contributions to their campaigns, foundation, and philanthropies. After the White House, the money-grabbing raged on, with the Clintons making over 700 speeches in a 15-year period, blithely unconcerned with any appearance of avarice or shady special interest and foreign countries buying influence. They stockpiled a whopping $240 million. Jeez. Even leading up to her 2016 presidential run, Hillary was packing in the speeches, talking to the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries and the American Camp Association and eBay. And there was that infamous trifecta of speeches for Goldman Sachs worth $675,000. There is no one coming to hear them talk. Now imagine if Bill wasn't there. How few people would actually go to these things. And I can't imagine paying any money to see the Clintons. What do you want to hear from them that we haven't already heard forever and ever and ever?
The left is turning on them. And I'm telling you, if you're on the right and you're laughing at people like Ocasio-Cortez, even though it's very easy to laugh at a lot of things she says, or Bernie Sanders, the left likewise laughed at Donald Trump. They were like, he'll never be president. They'll never be in power. But the left is starting to turn on the establishment. They're going in a different direction.
They're going on Nancy Pelosi, and she's held that one at bay. I don't know how she's holding them at bay, but she's holding them at bay. But they are turning on the establishment. This is the war that the Democrats never thought that they would have to fight. You know, they thought, oh, we're going to use these people on the extreme left and we'll gain power and we'll get the votes and we'll be able to contain them. No, they have turned on you, and the Clintons are no longer there to protect you.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.